الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والمنه لله سبحانه وتعالى. فهذا كيف ننتظر the end of the 29th جزء من الهولي قران. Inshallah, tomorrow night, we will be completing the Holy Quran. And like we mentioned time and time again, that when the completion of the Holy Quran is one of those things, when a person of Quran is accepted. So, generally, it's a good thing to have in mind what you want to ask for at that time. We obviously make dua together. And then we give everybody a chance to make dua on their own as well. So during that time, you should know what to have in front of you, what you have in your mind. In this verse, there is a number of things which Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned as far as Qiyamah is concerned, and what will happen. During our explanation, we came up to a point wherein it was mentioned about where people will be standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah. The whole section that happened after that is mentioned in Sa'ada Sa'ilun bi'adabi waqif, Surah Al-Ma'arij. If you have time, then inshallah you can go through it, or one day inshallah we have time to explain. Then after that is Surah Nuh, in that we were doing about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, we said that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua to Allah. And after he made that dua, then Allah Rabbul Izzat instructed him to grow the trees. Right? That dua that he made is mentioned in this verse. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmi. Verily, we sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to his people. An anzir qawmak. O Nuh, go and warn your people. In قَبْلِ أَيَّ أَتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Before such a time comes, where upon them will be a very severe punishment. And he did likewise. He said, يَا قَوْمِ O my people, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. I'm a clear warner for you. I'm a person who will warn you in a very clear way. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوهُ Fear Allah, wa ati'un, and follow me. Do what I'm telling you to do. What will happen? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ Allah will forgive from your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى And Allah will allow you to live on the face of the earth until an appointed time. Like how we know the end result of his people. They didn't love their full life. They could have loved many years longer than what they did. But because of their disobedience to Allah, Allah brought an end to them, an end to their life. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ Verily, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appointed time comes, it is never delayed. It is never delayed. We have a situation now, recently, where the lady was in hospital, and the family was still discussing, okay, tonight we will talk about and see if they must turn off the life support or they must wait the next day. And in the afternoon already the lady passed away. So when Allah Rabbul Izzat's appointed time comes, la yu'akhad, it is not delayed at any point, anything, nothing, no delay in it. لو كنتم تعلمون, if only you know. قال, then he makes the dua. This is his dua from here for the next 1.5 pages. He said, He makes dua to Allah and he says, Rabbi, O Allah, إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا I called my people day and night. فَلَمْ يَزِيدُهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا The only thing is, the more I increased calling them, the more they ran away from me. فَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ Every time I called unto them, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ So that you can forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ They put their fingers in their ears. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam used to stand up and tell the people, oh people, believe in Allah. They put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ They would take their clothes and cover themselves and turn away. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا They showed a great deal of pride and arrogance. That's why, respected elders and friends, I've mentioned the Sinna Masjid many times. that when a person stands up to make an announcement after the Salat, and he stands up and he says, our success, and the normal one, everybody makes this, few guys, illa mashallah, that make a different announcement. But by and large, most of them say the same thing. Our success and the success of the entire mankind lies in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we get up and we walk out of the masjid during the time, are we not doing the same thing as the people of Nuh? That's exactly what he's complaining to Allah Rabbul Izzat about. So when somebody stands up to tell you about the oneness and the greatness of Allah, if you are standing, then carry on standing and listen to him. Face him and listen to him, don't turn around. Because he said, oh Allah, they put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْتِيَابَهُمْ They covered themselves with their clothes. فَأَصَرُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا They showed pride. They turned around, they walked away, they had better stuff to do. It's exactly the same thing. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُهُمْ جِهَارًا Then I called unto them aloud. That i'lan that they make after the salat, that is where they get it from. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ I make an announcement for them. وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا And I speak to them one-on-one alone. Like I said, what we practicing on deen now is what was practiced by the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from long ago. So that way you go for guest house to house, door to door, person to person, that is what was done by Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam already. People ask where they got the jamaat work from, we got it from here. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ I said to them, ask Allah for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا Verily Allah Rabbul Izzat is most forgiving. We find ourselves in the last portion of the month of Ramadan. Let us take out some time and ask Allah for forgiveness. On that point last night we spent some time in the masjid and we were just touching and doing the explanation of Salatul Tahdeed. Right, for those who are present, the right way is the 300 in the Salat, not the 100. The guys who were here last night will know what you were talking about. I calculated one wrong and I said 100, it's not 100, it is 300 Tahdeed. And those who don't know how to make it, ask those guys who were here in the masjid last night. If you ask Allah for forgiveness, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِدَرَارًا Allah will send the rains upon you in abundance. And today in South Africa, what is the condition? We are suffering drought. Our 200 kays out of Joburg is Kroonstad. They're sending messages that there is no water. The rivers are gone dry, the dams are gone dry. There's nothing coming out of the earth. The only reason why there isn't water is we not making enough istighfar. The non-Muslims make istighfar or they don't make, there's no difference. But when the Muslims will stop making istighfar, Allah Rabbul Izzat will keep the rain away. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ I said to my people, ask Allah for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا He is most forgiving. But what's the first thing will happen? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Allah will send the rains in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ Allah will give you wealth in abundance. Allah will give you children in abundance. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ Allah will give you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah will give you rivers. The rivers will flow. Things will grow. We're facing a time wherein the world is worried about us. Sometimes we don't read the news that is going on around the world. But a recent news report that has come in other countries is they are worried about Southern Africa because I think a few million people might starve because of the drought. Respected elders and friends, when the time of Qurbani is coming now, the price of sheep is going to be expensive because many of them have died of the drought. The price of animals of meat is gone expensive because many of them have died because of the drought. That's the reality that we are facing, yet we live in our own. مَا لَكُمْ وَتِذْرَوَّ شِيُّهُ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا You don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope, with sincerity. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. And the condition is that Allah had created you in the best of forms. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا, don't you see, كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. How Allah Rabbul Izzat made the heavens, seven of them one after the other. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. Allah placed the moon in a way that it brings about not a severe light, it brings about a luminous glow. وَقَدْعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And Allah placed the sun with a powerful light, like a lamp, it is light, it is powerful. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. Allah is the one who brings things to grow from the ground. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. And Allah is going to return you into that same ground where He brings the stuff up from. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And Allah is going to bring you back again. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. Allah Rabbul Izzat made the land simple, straightforward for you. لِتَسْلُكُوا فِيهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. So that you can take and you can make roads on it and you can travel on it easily. If there was mountains all over, how difficult it would have been. If there was a lot of craters everywhere, imagine how difficult it would be to build a house, to build a road, to travel, to go from somewhere to somewhere. Allah made it simple for us. Respected elders and friends, let us see that how we can use the last few moments of Ramadan to be for the best of our benefit, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. 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 Assalam